B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Well, we'll start with this story. Yesterday we had the woman in Bucks County who was trying to deepfake some photos and videos to get at her daughter's rivals in the cheerleading group. Well, now you have the Florida Department of Law Enforcement arresting a mother and daughter accused of illegally accessing hundreds of student accounts to rig the vote and crown the teen homecoming queen. Oh, Laura Rose Carroll, 50 years old, and her daughter, who is 17, are charged with offense against users of computers, unlawful use of a two-way communication device, criminal use of personally identified information, and conspiracy to commit these offenses.
So mom joined in, or maybe mom is the mastermind.
It's hard to say. So the alleged scheme took place at Tate High School in Pensacola, where Carol's daughter was enrolled. Carol herself worked as an assistant principal at an elementary school in the same district at the time.
Jesus.
In October, hundreds of votes for Tate High School's homecoming court were tagged as fraudulent, with 117 votes originating from the same IP address linked to Carol's phone. Carol's daughter was still crowned homecoming queen, however. Video and pictures online show multiple students later reported that Carol's daughter described using her mother's access to Focus, which is the student information system, to cast votes for students from students' accounts. Investigators started looking at the case and found that Carol had access to the school's board portal program, the school board's portal program, and that she and her daughter accessed students' accounts.
So she had the way in, the knowledge of how to do it.
Yep.
So what's going to go on? Obviously, she'll have to give up her title, right?
Well, it already came and went. Well, but I guess so.
The death sentence.
But no, I mean, they're facing criminal charges.
Bastards.
So we'll see how this goes. I love this story out of Ireland. A giant walrus the size of a dairy bull has landed on the rocks in Valentia Island in what is believed to be the first ever sighting of the North Pole species in Ireland.
This is hilarious.
A local man, Alan Houlihan, and his five-year-old daughter, Marianne, spotted it breaching out of the water as they walked along Glenlim Beach. The video shows the walrus climbing ashore. Now, marine biologist Kevin Flannery believes the Arctic creature could have fallen asleep on an iceberg before being carried across the Atlantic Ocean to Kerry. Mr. Houlihan and Marianne were the first to spot the giant creature.
Excuse me, on
their stroll.
Where am I? You're in Ireland.
He breached out of the water onto the rocks and gave us a bit of a show, he said.
He's huge.
I thought it was a seal at first, and then we saw the tusks. He just kind of jumped up on the rocks, but he was massive. He was about the size of a bull or a cow. He was right beside us, less than 50 meters away, it had said. And then he went off again for a while and came back up and went back onto the rocks.
I've got a crap load of swimming to do.
The director of Dingle Ocean World, Kevin Flannery, said it's an amazing sight.
Ha! You must be the dumbest walrus we've ever seen.
He said this is the first confirmed sighting of a walrus. It's a one-off as far as I'm concerned. I haven't seen it before. Maybe others might have thought that they were that they saw one before, but this is a definite confirmation of one.
That is a sound sleeping walrus, man.
Yep. In Ireland. Pretty wild. A pantsless Florida man was arrested yesterday after police spotted him pleasuring himself with a pickle while on a private premises.
Florida man.
So he's on a private premises. Was it his own premises?
I believe so. So okay. Responding to a suspicious person call, a cop saw Eric Dietage lying on his back in front of a townhouse in the Tampa Bay area. Dietage, unencumbered by pants or underwear, had his unit in one hand, and I have to be sensitive here, he had a large uneaten pickle in his other hand. The cop added that he was using the pickle to put where you would think.
Yeah.
The only place he could put it, and not in his mouth. Dietage was arrested on a misdemeanor.
You're not going to want to eat that pickle.
Exposure of sexual organs charge. He's being held in the county jail on lieu of $150 bond.
I'll be out back pegging myself with a pickle if you need me.
Dietij has prior convictions for theft, disorderly conduct, resisting police, and criminal mischief.
I would love to be his neighbor.
Jail records note that Dietij has the words, "Only God can judge me," tattooed on his arm.
I think God's going to judge poorly.
I would think so.
God's a pickle fan.
Lying on his back.
Yeah.
I'm going to imagine his legs are up in the air. Just,
have to
you
be.
Know, for,
I mean,
for
how are you going to get it in there?
Yeah, exactly.
It's really what we were thinking.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, you got to do it the right. If you're going to commit, do some planning.
The Jacksonville Police Department in Texas has released footage from an incident that took place on Wednesday at a Chick-fil-A restaurant. A customer who was visiting the fast food restaurant has been praised for his quick thinking after helping to stop a suspect accused of driving a stolen vehicle. And he did it by throwing open the door of his truck to strike the suspect who was being chased on foot by police.
It's like that scene in 48 Hours.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's just what I was thinking, Steve. Police were able to apprehend the suspect at the point. Social media users applauded the assist from the Chick-fil-A customer, dubbing him Mullet Guy.
Mullet Guy. Here's a pickle for you, sir.
A local auto body shop even offered him a free door glass for his truck door's window. I guess maybe it broke in the incident. I don't really know.
I would have hooked him up with some waffle fries from Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, definitely. Those are delightful.
Good.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
Doctors in Michigan. Under investigation after posting Instagram pictures of themselves playing a Price is Right type game in which they try to guess the weight of organs that they have just freshly sliced out of their patients.
Huh.
The doctors are medical residents employed by Spectrum Health in Grand Rapids. One of their Instagram posts showed an unidentified doctor holding up an organ with the caption, "The other game we play in the OR is guess that weight. And it applies to much more than just babies. As always, Price is Right rules. So if you go over, then you're out."
I hope they don't play Plinko with the organs.
Right. Spectrum Health, which runs three hospitals in Grand Rapids, said in a statement, "We are shocked and dismayed when we learned that surgical images were posted on an Instagram account not officially connected to Spectrum Health that was used by a group of medical residents. None of the doctors have been identified." I don't see it as a big deal.
I mean, testicle wiffle ball I'd be upset with.
But, I mean, it's stuff you do at work, little games that you play. But posting it online
is kind of stupid. It's also a HIPAA violation,
unethical.
Is it not?
Well, I don't know. As long as you don't identify the person, but it's a bit unethical. But, yeah, I could see, you know, part of what they do is they weigh these things immediately. And if you take a look at it and try and want to guess what it is,
yeah,
no big deal there. Yeah. A fitness center in the Sunshine State, FLA, has put its own twist on the goat yoga trend by introducing hens and roosters to its chicken yoga sessions.
Chicken yoga?
I kid you not.
Dude, they crap all over the place.
Union, well,
my
Kathy,
back is covered in crap.
Kathy, they've got a solution. And Gene, you're covered here. Union 3 Studio, based in Tampa Bay's Yiber City neighborhood, I guess, or Iber.
It's like Yaden.
Host its first chicken yoga event on Sunday. These yoga chickens are residents of the Yiber Misfits Micro Sanctuary, a refuge that houses abandoned birds. Dylan Breeze, manager of the sanctuary, said that the chickens are domesticated.
Yes.
And that they're bathed and put in diapers before the class commences to ensure that yogis aren't planting their hands and feet in bird excrement.
It's disgusting. I do yoga Pilates and yoga Zumba, Zumba. That's it, yes.
Breeze said, "We get the diapers from Etsy, and they wrap over the wings and under the legs for a perfect fit."
It's kind of disgusting.
They're custom made for them.
Yep. He said, "Once snapped over the back, they're ready for some crescent lunges and warrior poses."
So what's the... okay, so they get on your back?
I don't know.
Yeah.
While chickens are...
Do their talons rip your flesh up?
...are still somewhat of a novelty in the wellness trend, combining yoga with animal therapy, the feathery creatures have started to emerge as emotional support animals in recent years.
They got me through a lot.
Novelty aside, Yabird City has a long and rich chicken history.
Yes.
That dates back to the 1800s. When immigrants...
My dearest wife, I'm fighting for you and I'm fighting for our chickens.
When immigrants went to the area, when immigrants in the area kept the animals for food and they would set up farms and homesteads.
I would like to rock and roll all night and party every day.
As of 1989, an ordinance declared, listen to this, I didn't know this, all of Tampa Bay a bird sanctuary.
Today we declare all of Tampa Bay a bird sanctuary.
Which prohibits anyone from hunting, killing, maiming, or trapping birds.
Really? Yep. Everything, including a chicken.
Everything. And now they're doing chicken yoga.
There's Tabernacle, New Jersey, there's alpaca yoga now.
Okay, I believe it.
Wouldn't they crush you?
Yeah, those things weigh a lot.
Yeah.
I don't think they're standing on you.
Yeah. A man is being held on no bond after killing his grandfather Saturday evening. At about 6:40 in the evening, deputies were called to a home. They found Ronald Wells Sr., 77 years old, dead on the front porch with multiple stab wounds.
Jeez.
Now, Colby Allen Parker told investigators that he and Wells were smoking marijuana together when an altercation ensued. Parker claimed his grandfather came at him with a knife, and after disarming him, he used the knife against him. Officials said that while speaking with Parker, he took out two ears from his pocket.
Oh, man!
The ears belonged to Wells. Parker then fought deputies as they secured him.
How do you get into a knife fight while smoking pot?
Authorities said Parker later changed his story of what happened and said he stabbed his grandfather multiple times in the head and cut off his ears so that he could be with his deceased grandmother.
Aww.
Parker is charged
with
second-degree murder, battery on a law enforcement officer, and resisting with violence.
Well, what reason for chopping the ears off?
Don't know.
Okay, yeah.
I do not know, but...
I'll get back to you on that.
He thought it was the right thing to do at the time.
So he could be your grandma without his ears.
So you know that your bank will send you a new debit card if yours is about to expire, but they'll usually only send you one. A man on Reddit says that his bank actually sent him 64 copies of the same debit card.
Jesus.
That's a lot of debit.
He shared a photo of the cards still attached to letters from the Premium Members Credit Union. He explained, back in December, I started receiving replacement debit cards. They'd show up one or two at a time every few days. I've called my bank several times, but the card issuance is handled by a third party. The only difference between each card is the expiration date, and I assume the CVV, which are sequential. The first card expires on December 23, and the last expires on April of 30, meaning the year, with every card in between. Although I seem to be missing 0729, he said.
Well, you want the full set.
He added that now he thinks that the issue may have been resolved as he canceled the card and hasn't received any more duplicates in over a week, but he got 64 total.
Yeah, if you have a debit card out there, you know, that could be a lot of problems.
Yeah. And that is all I have for the Bizarre File for you right now, my friend.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.